Now, here is where this is fascinating in terms of the world of physics. The world of science now has divided our world, has compartmentalized our world into to physics, chemistry, geology, biology, whatever we want to call it. We understand those. We're trying to marry them into a unified story, a unified field. In physics, the same thing is happening. In physics, they're trying to unify the four forces of nature. They say, yes, they're here. How do we marry them into one equation that makes sense of our world? And they can't do it. They cannot do it. And I think we're beginning to understand the reason why. This is so cool. How many are familiar with the work of a gentleman named Dr. Michio Kaku? He is a brilliant, brilliant physicist from New York University. And he is the co-author of one of the newest theories of physics called the superstring theories. What string theory says is that everything you see in this world is part of a continuum of something that connects and continues on into higher realms of creation. Very simple explanation. Well, a new theory has come along called the superstring theory that entails all of the string theories. So it envelops all the existing theories and takes them even further. But the superstring theories are now being viewed, they're probably going to replace everything that we've known about the Big Bang and our theories of creation. And one of the fundamental differences of the superstring theories and everything else is that superstring theories say, and physicists talk about this as if they've always talked about this, and they haven't, superstring theories say that our world is made of at least 11 dimensions, if not more. At least 11 dimensions. We are no longer looking at a three-dimensional world. There have to be at least 11 dimensions. Well, here's what happens. These forces of nature that it's so hard to unify, they're only hard to unify in this world, where everything feels polarized and separate. The higher the physicists go in the dimensions, the simpler the mathematics, and the more the four forces merge into a single force. So they're separate here. Gravity, weak nuclear, strong nuclear, electromagnetic forces are separate here in this world, and that's the way we see them. But as they begin to go higher in the dimensions of the quantum hologram, the forces come closer and closer together. The mathematics becomes so simple that when you reach this place, high in those grids of the quantum hologram, we're no longer looking at four separate forces, we're looking at one potent force, and this is the force that is directly linked to human emotion.